Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends in Christ, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. And so we begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you, therefore, in the name of Christ, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and penitence, by prayer and fasting, by works of love, and by meditating on the Word of God. This is the historic invitation to the observance of Lent, and we have now entered into these 40 days. And by the way, Lent does not count Sundays. But throughout this season, we will hear as Jesus journeys to Jerusalem and prepares for his passion. And we're going to try to open ourselves to the meaning of Lent for us. It's often seen as a time of deprivation, a time when we give something up. But the larger purpose of Lent is to deepen our ability to be Jesus' disciples. And anything that we give up, or any practice that we take on, is with the intention of disciplining ourselves as Jesus did in the wilderness at the start of his ministry. So we are trying to deepen our spiritual lives. Now, whether you view Lent as 40 days of deprivation and sacrifice, or as a season of spiritual discipline, whichever way, it's not easy. And maybe it might feel like punishment to you. So what enables us to get through Lent? What enables us to get through the hard seasons of life, for that matter? The people of Israel were taken into exile in Babylon, and they spent about 70 years then. Initially, they were in captivity. They had been taken by the Babylonians from Jerusalem. But as they spent more time there, they settled in and built homes and lived their lives there, and many became comfortable. But they still had that memory of home back in Jerusalem, and they yearned for it. Then political circumstances changed, and they had that chance, finally, to return home. Even though home meant getting there, meant walking perhaps as much as 1,000 miles from Babylon to Jerusalem, depending on the route that they would take. This opportunity to return home meant leaving a lot behind. It meant leaving perhaps a comfortable life that they had built in Babylon, comfortable homes to go back to the place that most of them knew only from stories by their parents or grandparents. It meant going back to a place that had been reduced to rubble and ruins. Faced with that, did the Israelites really want to return home to Jerusalem, despite their years of dreaming and yearning? Well, in fact, many of them did decide to stay in Babylon, and they became part of the diaspora, the community of Jews who were spread out and dispersed way beyond the Holy Land. And yet, many did decide to return to Jerusalem, and they faced a hard journey. They faced the possibility of death along the way, but they went, sustained by their faith in God. And the passage that I read from Isaiah tells how the prophet spoke to them or wrote to them and reassured them that despite all the dangers they might face, God would be with them. As they passed through swift river currents on the way, they need not be overwhelmed by fear because God would be with them. In fact, God was the one gathering them home because God loved them so much. And when they got home to Jerusalem, to a place that was unrecognizably changed from its glory days, when they got home, they would not be overwhelmed by despair or frustration or exhaustion, because God would be with them. God promises to be with them no matter what. Note, God does not promise that there will be no hard times. The Israelites will have to make a long, difficult journey, and they'll have a hard task of adjusting to a new home. They'll have a hard task building up walls and dwelling places and the temple. But God will be with them. And so as we enter into this season of Lent, this time of journey towards the cross, these 40 days of our own in the wilderness, God is with us. And God promises to be with us in all the hard times of our lives. And for us, as for the Israelites, the promise is not there will be no hard times. The promise is that God will accompany us every step of the way. Can you hear the tenderness in that passage? Can you feel the love of God as you read it? It is this love that helps us to shake off the fear. With this love, we can face change. With this kind of love, we can face the unknown. We can face illness. We can face the prospect of death. We can face danger with the love and presence of God. God's love enables us to survive, and yes, even to thrive, even when the circumstances all around us are dry as the dust in a desert. When a loved one is showing signs of dementia, God is there with you. When the money is not going to be enough for the next stage of life, whether that is buying a first home or paying for assisted living, God is there with you. There is no need to fear. When a child goes into homelessness and has that need for transitional housing, there is no need to fear, because God will guide those students through the dangerous rivers of homelessness. When the relationship isn't working out as you had hoped, and you feel stuck between an old way of living and a future that you're going to have to build by hand, brick by brick, God is there with you, handing you one brick at a time. God says, "You are precious in my sight. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you." I invite you this Lent to say these words to yourselves over and over again. If you're wondering how to make it through to the end of Lent, or wondering how to make it through the wilderness of your life, say these words. You are precious and honored, and I love you. Even if you are lost between the comfort of the past and the unknown of the future, know that you are precious and loved, and that God is right there with you. There is no time when you are alone. And that is the comfort and the meaning that I hope to offer you as we begin our Lenten journey. And may this season guide you to follow Jesus more closely, unafraid and confident of being loved. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.